פרק ו' ברוך הזין לפיכוך כשסייד אדום בלילה הזה צורך לחיר ולשתיס ומי שבדר החירות ואם מסי צריך נסי בפישרס אכילס כזייס מצ ובשיעס ארבו כיס ישראל ושור אכילוסי ושיוסי עם היסי פריזה משובח עד כאן לשם מדברי הרמב"ם האלו מבואר דמצווססי בי מצווה בפני עצמו שייחל וישתה בלילה הזה ומי סב דרך חירוס אל חכמים קובו למצווה זו בשעס אכילס המעצה ושיעס אבו קיסס אבל הקופונים מצווה בפני עצמו ולא עם מדיני המצווה של מצו ואבו קיסס וכידך זינון די גם בשור אכילוס יוסי עם מי סיפר איזה משובח Even in the eating of Shulchan Aruch, so there is a mitzvah chiyuvis. But there is no mitzvah chiyuvis except in the things that is mechuyev to do Leil Pesach. But Shulchan Aruch is not a chiyuvis. So then there is no mitzvah chiyuvis. But the mitzvah chiyuvis there is. So that means it's a separate mitzvah. It's not imminent in the mitzvah achilas matzeh, in the mitzvah of shias habakeis. V'cheinu b'shulchano chayim simen tofayim bei sivzayen dilchat chilei yosei v'cholasir. Harei dimai sehaseibe hi mitzvah b'fnei asmo. V'shayeches gam b'shor achilosei shiosei. Elo dinimichuyev bo רק בשחישס אכילס מצה ושיעס אבא קיסס אבל בעיקר דינו אין לו עניין עם מצווס אכילס מצה ושיעס אבא קיסס כלל ולפי זה אם אוכל מצה או ישוס אבא קיסס ולא יסי בה אין כאן שום קריסה במצווה של אכילס מצה אבא קיסס רק לא יקיים מצווס אסי בה שהיא מצווה נפרדס לגמרי והנה בתייסף סוכן דף כפחס נסתפקו עם שוכח ולהיסף עם יעזר וישת סוטיס זה לסופיק מה זה לסופיק? whether it's a mitzvah בפני עצמו it's not imminent in the mitzvah אחר לסמאצ in the mitzvah שיש אבי קיסס or it is imminent והוא בראש המבואר דימוח לך אז הישמאצ ולא יסי ולא יוצ so the Rosh says Beferesh if somebody eat it as a ismat Pesach night without Sebe he has to eat it as a ismat all over again if he drank abacases without Sebe he has to drink the abacases all over again so in other words according to the Rosh it's a pshitas that it is imminent in the mitzvah of Achilas Mat and in the mitzvah of Shias abacases so we have three pshitas Tesis as a sophic, whether it's an extraneous mitzvah, it's not imminent in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, it's not imminent in the mitzvah of Shias Abakeses, and the Rosh is, it is imminent. And if he ate matzah without the Sebe, he has to eat matzah again. If he drank Abakeses without the Sebe, he has to drink Abakeses again. And the Rambam Shite is that it's a pshites that is a separate mitzvah. And if he ate matzah without the sebe, so he was mikayim the mitzvah of matzah completely, but he lacks an extraneous mitzvah. די ספירה לדין הסייבה הוא דין בקיר מהמצווה של מצווה בדלת קיסס בקודם של ראש דילותי מלאך העמי ליוסו והעיד לפי מה שכוספתי הרי לחירה לשייך כלל שיעזר ואיכל בסייבה כיוון די כבר קיר מצווה שכיר לסמצווה בשלמוס ואין בו שום גרסה במשוך לו בלי הסייבה ואם כן, המצה שייך להכן, שתישור אכילו יסייה, כיוון די כבר יוצא ידך ובוסי מצה. So it's like אכילס בוס, like שולחנו. ועל כוחו, די ספיר לי, די בעיקר דין אכילס מצה, נאמר דין שצורך לאוכלו בסייבה. ודלוי כמו שהכחנו מדברי העם. wie im Kehr, die nicht losch, die moch, als ein Smaatze, bloß ein Bliotzo. Und die erst du, die als ein Smaatze, aufwägen, hum hodi, omar, bischöme Levi, haschamo, schoch, als ein Smaatze, kischu, meisi, fjotz, schamisch, the waiter. He served all the other Misubim. So, if he ate als ein Smaatze, So it's a raya, what it means is yeitze. His yeitze means that that he, wo dor sham shoch kreis matik shumeisef yot. So Rabbi Shimon Levi emphasizes ki shumeisef yot. Only if this, the shamish, so while he was serving, so he ate Kazayis Matzah and he sat down for a moment. The Kazayis Matzah, the Archeirus, the Archasevis, yes. But if he was not Mesef, he's not yes. So it's a raya that it's imminent, that Sebe is imminent in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So the question is, what will the Rambam do with that member of Rabbi Shem Reim? ולחיר היו אפשר להימר תרבי שם הלוי למהר כלל מדין מצווה סחיל הסמצו רק מדין מצווה ססית וכלומר דמוכל כזה הסמצה כשומי סיף פוליוסו יחיו ססית אף שלא יאכל כל אכלוסי בסית ואין הן דברי הרמב״ם שכוסב תשור אכלוסי וסי עושי אם הי סיף הרי זה משובח ואם לא Ich sage, umkehren und mit dieser Rebbe Shimon Levi nur katholisch den Jeze, schmammel des Scheiches Sebe, dann beschorache losse, mit Wadka sei die Masse, er wird mir Chuyen besse, aber lehne auch ein Name, du in meine Klau mit in der Mitzwe schlache das Masse, die sehe ich so gern beloie Sebe, auch mich auch hach nur mit die Wehrer, all right. So in other words, so we have three Shittes. In regard to the mitzvah seib, Tesis is a sophic, whether it's imminent in the mitzvah achilas matzah, in the mitzvah of shiur habkeses, or it's extraneous. And the Rosh has a pshites that it's imminent, and if he ate kazayis matzah without the seib, he has to eat matzah over again. If he drank the habkeses yayin without the seib, he has to drink the four cases yayin over again with the seib. And the Rambam Shita is, it's a pshitas, that it's an extraneous mitzvah. And it's not shayach to say, if he ate kazayis matzah without the seibe, he should eat the kazayis matzah again with the seibe. So then the eating the second time, the kazayis matzah would be like eating boso. So there's only mitzvah kiyumis, there is not a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, now let's go to the two Gersois in the Gemara. The Rashi, Rashi, Rashbam, Teisves, Girse, on one end, and the Rif and the Rambam, and Girse, on the other end. So, Idiyayin Yotso, Idecheros Yotso, Idechoson Chai, Omarove, Idiyayin Yotso, Idecheros Yotso. So what it means Shoson Chai, if it used for other cases brandy and it didn't dilute them, so Yidiyayin Yotso, Sheshoso other cases, Yidachirus Yotso, Kaleimar Einzu Mitzvah Shleimo, Sheshivu Selobiyayin Mozuk. So in other words, according to Rashbam and Teisves, so by Shoson Chai, Yidiyayin Yotso means that he was Mikayim, the mitzvah of our cases completely. But it's not a mitzvah namufka. So in other words, the Indian of Siyah by itself is only a matter of mitzvah namufka. And then Shoson Basachas, So Rav says, Yidayayin Yotso, Yidayabakesis Yotso. By Shoson Chai, so Yidayayin Yotso, ידי חיוס לא יוצא, אין שוסם בסחס, ידי יין יוצא יעקיז לי יוצא. So in the first Indian of Shoson Chai, ידי יין יוצא means he was mekayim the mitzvah, he was mekayim the mitzvah of other cases completely, but it's not a mitzvah mufra. But in the second memre of Shoson, Vibasachas, so Rav says, Yidiyayin Yotzo, there it means Yidiyayin Yotzo was Mikhaim, the extra mitzvah of Simchas Yontef, not a general mitzvah of Yisamach V'chagecho. That is not Nei V'Leil Arishin, but only V'Leil Achein, but the extra mitzvah of Simche, of the Choldei of a Dei Achai of Odom Niras Esatzme, to Yosam Mitzrayim is Mikhaim, but the mitzvah of a but the mitzvah of our cases is not mikayim because it's only case rishon. He still has to drink three more cases. All right, now, so that's the girsa of the Rashi, Rashbam, and Tesis. The Rambam, so that's a little difficult, because according to the girsa of Rashi, Rashbam, and Tesis, so the yayin in respect to Shoson Chai has one meaning, and in respect to Shoson Basachas, so it has another meaning. That's strange. There is no parallelism between the meaning of the yayin in Rav's memory in respect to Shoson Chai and the meaning of Yidiyayin in the second membre by Rav in respect to Shoson Basachas. However, the Rif and the Rambam, they have another girsi. So the Rif and the Rambam are giris. Shoson Chayotso Omarove Yidei Cheirus Yotso Yidei Cheiru, I mean Yidei Avakesis Yotso Shoson Chayotso Omar Ove Yidei Avakesis Yotso Yidei Cheirus Lo Yotso Shoson Basachas. So Yidei Cheirus Yotso Yidei Avakesis Lo Yotso. And there's the Shittes HaRambam also, like the Rif's girsa. So the Rambam says, Perek Zayin Alochates, Abo Kesei Soelu Tzorech Limzeik Oison Kidei Shetio Sio Arevo Hakel Lifi Ayayin Ufidas Hashis V'yifres Ba'avaton Mervis Yayin Chai Shosa Abo Kesei Soelu Miyayin Sheini Mozuk Undiluted Yotzo Yudei Abo Kesei. So the mitzvah of Habakkuk is in Mikayim. V'lo yotzei yidechelus. Shosa Habakkuk is mizugim basachas. Yotzei yidechelus. In other words, not al seder apoches. He just took one cup of wine and he drank it. Then, without continuing the agode, so he took another cup of wine and he drank it. And then, without continuing the agode, so he took another cup of wine and drank it, and then the fourth cup. So then, Yotz, Yidei Cheirus Yotz, Yidei Avakeis Eslo Yotz, Vimshoso Mikol Keis Men Rubei Yotz. That's something else, the last to think about. So, the priest go off, and I heard from my father the same thing, that according to the Rif and the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs in our case. One mitzvah is of Siyadar Achayos. So that doesn't have to be done at Siyadar Achayos. Suppose he cannot read, he has no one to read it for him. He doesn't know how to read Agode, and he has no one to say the Agode for him, but he's able to drink, and he knows that Pesach night there is a mitzvah to be sheis arbekes derachayus as halal bisimche derach halal v'idoyet v'rebeni shalom because of the mitzvah of the Chaldea Vedea, Chayav Adam Liris is Hatzmei, Kilhu Yosem Mitzray. So he's Mechuyev to drink. He cannot Mekayim the mitzvah of setting up four cases Shalpach, but he can be Mekayim the mitzvah of drinking Darach Eus, Darach Simcha. So he has to do it. And then there is a mitzvah of setting up four cases of Bach. So the first course is the course of Kiddush. The second course is the course Asher Lonu V'Golas HaVaseinu. Now the first course, the course of Kiddush, is Shayach every Friday night, every Yom Tov night. But there, it does not necessarily consist in making Kiddush on wine. He can make Kiddush on Pas. Adarab, if Pas is Mochavi, so it's not mitzvah to make Kiddush on Pas. Pesach night, it doesn't matter what is Mochavi to him. He's Mechuyev to make Kiddush on wine. The Yerushalmim Tzohim says, the certain Amroim. So because of the drinking of other cases, so they had a headache from Pesach till Shavuos, and still they were mechuyev to drink other cases because of the inyan of Pesumenise. So it's more chomer than any other mitzvah in the Torah. Any other mitzvah in the Torah, there is aloche, one is not mechuyev to spend the hin rav and being kind of mitzvah. But by the three mitzvahs of Mechanike and Kriyas HaMigile and other cases, Safilonu Shebisroel in Pirsinlei, in other cases, and in Pirsinlei, I mean to be kind of mitzvah of Simchas Purim and Kriyas HaMigile. So what is it, after all? A tzar aguf is more of hein rav than more than a tenth of his nechosi. Let's say somebody who is very rich is a millionaire, so if he spends more than a tenth, so it's less of hein rav than for a poor person who has to minimize in his eating and in his drinking in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of our cases. So the answer is, the reason is why in Pirsinlei, because the Indian of Stoke, Ligave, the mitzvahs of other cases, and Simchas Purim and Nechanike, is not like the Indian of Stoke, Tisharanim. Because the Indian of Stoke, Kolashon of Tisharanim, so then, is implies that we are mechuyev to accommodate him with all his physical needs, but it's not nichnas in the mitzvah of Doke to accommodate him so that he'll be able to make high mitzvahs at all. Somebody doesn't have a luv and an esrik, so does that mean that the gabish of Doke can give him money to buy a luv? If somebody does not have money to build a sukkah, does that mean that the gavre shel tzedakah has a right to give him from the kufa shel tzedakah chas v'shalom? It's gezlani. It's another mitzvah to accommodate a Jew so that he'll be able to mitai mitzvahs. That's nichlas in the mitzvah of echeach tefiras amisecho, to enable every Jew of Kol Yisroel Arevim Zelazeh to mekai mitzvahs. But it's not, he has no right to gavri shel tzedakah unless he collected his tzedakah for that purpose. So then it's different, but if he didn't collect it for that purpose, he has no right to use it to give way to people who need a pair of film, and he has to spend $500 or $1,000 for a pair of tefillin. It has to be specified by the one who gives it for the tefillin. Mashein kein banechanike and Purim and other cases, so the halacha is tiv meoni should be soil can is a pauper and he cannot make a living. And if he uses, so he has to collect in order to drink other cases. So by all mitzvahs, there is no chiyuv to collect in order to be able to buy a pair of fill. If he has money, he has to spend money on buying a pair of fill, on buying an esrog. He doesn't have. So it's a hin rav. It's more than a tenth of his nechosim for a millionaire. So he's not mechuyev to spend on an esrog, but on a pair of fill. But here, the only should be Yisrael has to collect, because if he doesn't collect, he will have to minimize even more in his own sustenance. So that's why the only should be Yisrael in Pirsine, Mikupo Sholzloki. So that's why, because there is a kium of Pirsumanise, and that's the kium of chaos. That has nothing to do with setting up for Kesi Shalbrach. But then there is a mitzvah, not in Satoshimanis, but of setting up for Kesi Shalbrach. And that mitzvah of setting up for Kesi Shalbrach is also based upon the Nes of Yitzhias Mitzrayim. But the Nes of Yitzhias Mitzrayim in the other mitzvah of setting up for Kesi Shalbrach is only in the background. Some mele, according to the Girse of the Rif and the Rambam, so Yishoson Chayoso Omarove Yidei Abakesis Yoso Yidei Chayos Loyos Shoson Chay Al Sidra Broches. So it's Mekayim the mitzvah of setting up for Kesis Broche, but the mitzvah of Chayrus, because of the whole day of the day, Chayav Adam Lirasatz Me, Kriyos Mitzrayim, he's not Mekayim Mitzvah. Then Shosom Vasachas, so Rav Omar, Yidei Chayrus Yotzo, Yidei Abakeses Loyos. So the Briskarov says that, and I heard it from my father, the same thing. V'anir Aleimah, בבאר הדבר, דבר מסטרי מילי כבאח מצוות אבא קייס. והנה בתייספס ריש פרק אב צוחים על הוד איתנן ולא יפרסו להם אבא קייס. כוספו וזה לשינו. מתחלוש משמע קצת שנעשן לבונוף ובני בייסי. כי כל אחד לעצמי. והוא מייסס כולם בשלי. Usvori. So the first lashon of Tesis is that when the Mishnah says now we're talking that the Kufa Shal Tzedakah has to give each Jew for other cases, it doesn't mean that he has to give each Jew for all the Bnei Bayis other cases. He has to give other cases for one, and the other Bnei Bayis will be eight. In other words, there is no mitzvah. That lashon of Tesis. There is no separate mitzvah chiyuvis that each Jew and Jewess is mechuyev to drink arba keses Pesach night. There is only one mitzvah, and that is of setting up four keses shalbrach. So if the Baal HaBayis he gets a yain for keses, so he is meitzi all the other bnei habayis. Who makes kulam bishalei usvorei? Tesu says the maishna ba cases mikidush de cholashon sheachod makes kulam hat kan lishina tesu. Och koshmaiti madini morer Rabbi Hagoyin zatzal. He heard from Rab Chaim shetamal divar tesu. Elu so Rab Chaim felt that this tesu, the first lashon tesu, is very difficult. The my Indian have a case like Kiddush Kolashono. What high is it from Kiddush Kolashono to have a case? By Kiddush Kolashono, there is no mitzvah of Sias, Kos Kiddush. Der weiß, when they hear the Kiddush, they don't have to drink. The minig is to give everybody. But they don't have to drink. Only the one who makes the Kiddush has to drink. And even he is not mechuyev to drink. But in order that the Keshel Kiddush, it should be a Keshel Broche, so it requires Timi. In other words, if you say a Broche on the course and you're not paying, it's not a Keshel Broche. So it's not a Keshel Broche and it's even a Broche about Tolle. But it requires Timi. What is the Shear of Timi? Melugmov, a mouthful on one side of the cheeks. And the melugmov of an Odom Benini is Rav Revis, but he doesn't have to drink a Revis. Only a Rav Revis. And in other words, suppose he has a bigger melugmov, so then he has to drink more than a Rav Revis. Odom Benini, so it's a Rav Revis. But there is no chiyuv of drinking. And the chiyuv of drinking is only in the heftze of the kos that is requires tim. And there is a machlekes resheni where the shiur melugmov can be fulfilled by two people drinking. In other words, one person will drink half a melugmov and the other person will drink the other half melugmov. But by kiddush or by Birkas Hamozen, there is no chiyuv of drinking altogether. The Mayin Yenava case is Lekidush Jecholashon. The Osama Mitzvi Yabroch Vizeu Ikra Kidush Ubozeh Avedin Elish Meyakeine Ava Baba case is Hale Ikra Mitzvi Yashiye Shabbat case Umay Shayach Leitzi Vizeh Vichiach Mizeh The Sphil Atis Rav Chaim said The Gambaba case is Enirta Mitzvi Bishiyas HaKeses Rag ve'abroches, shala cases, rabbe mamesh dugmas kiddush tucholashono, val kolki shal broch, at kan vorf, in other words, it was written in Reb Chaim's Ksovim. Ebecheinu mucha gam midivre agro, bishulchono Reb Chaim simen reish ein alev, sif yudaled, al hodi ise shom bishulchono, pluk tesorosh vateisves, Bichei shal kiddushim siyashnai mistarefes limleilugmov. So there is a machlekes between the Rosh and Teisves, whether one person has to drink the whole melugmov, and it cannot be mitzuret by one person drinking half melugmov and the other person drinking the other half, or it can be mitzuret. Or maybe agro mokel shites harosh den shniyashnai mistarefes miho. Damrinum bisochim daf kufches vuhu de ashte rube de kasse afal gaben mir beis so sha so vye shemrim svirlei dei es to the process vuhu koe akulom yachat. So the question is, when the Gemara says his command libonov ne beise yoso, so the Gemara says vuhu de ashte rube de kasse, what does it mean by ashte rube de kasse? Be who that one the Mivorech was Ashter Ubedikase, or be who the Ashter Ubedikase that each of the Nevi'is drank of course. And that's the 2 days. In other words, the question is whether when you make Kiddush a Pesach night or you say Birkas Hamozen Asher Golonu, so is there a Chiyuv? So one shita is that there is a chiyuv for each of the bais to drink the rav kos, and the other shita is as long as the bala bais is yeser rav kos, so everybody is yeser. Afal gaben mir bais shos hashov yeshim sirlei vuhu kulom akulom yachad hare nivuya midivra gro klimandis lidish yashnai mistarefes. Gamba the cases are dinke. Ushmamino distilly lago. Din sorglist is bats me aber cases. Rakavin whole cases shall broch. Die reden losses gamba achelist is. But that means when he says the muchachon divago, it doesn't mean the gro's own shita, because the gro is just explaining the shita of tesis. Eveloy eid of perushi shala gro ali vedat tesis dach vudashte koya kulum yachad im kein halizeu ikar adin hanem abdivishmuel the ishko men liban bis yotso the tzoch licht is beatzme ragam shiyoso mistaref. So in other words, he doesn't have each one doesn't have to drink the bishleim im hardu da ashti koal shiyoso lechud in kein ikar adin the ishko men liban bis yotso who the avdigam heim shosom a case v'li shosom hu kol a case v'kol mokim kol she shosom hu beyos avol fiach perushe digam shiyosom misarefes luku bedikase im kein arein vuya kol v'dvi shmuel shlo hu shakam shiyas kol a case umay kol she shmuel ashmin on the yosom oval kol choch di zeu gufe hu dosel ashmin on the Avi Loishosa Matzmis at Alep Geises. Chaki Hishma and Libonov and Beise Mikolmo Kim Yotri Dechivis Abe Geises. So according to that Loshin, so the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah of Shia Dacheros. That's only mitzvah Namufka. The mitzvah is of setting up four cases of Brocha. But every case of Brocha requires Time. And the Time, according to Isves, can Mitzurev by number of people drinking a melugmov, and there is no chiyuv incumbent upon each Jew and Jewess to drink kirivis ma yain. And but other shiti is no, there is a chiyuv der achirus, and if you don't drink, you are only mitayim one mitzvah of setting up four kishis of broche, but you are not mitayim the mitzvah of the achirus that is based upon the mitzvah. Bechol dei ove dei chai vodom niris es atzmei kul yotzum mitzrayim v'divrei arko nemru rak lefshitas atesis v'rosh be'atzmom shekosvu d'yechilin lehitzi gam achirim b'abakesis d'ildedu bal kochor d'ikar ha-mitzvah shel ha-abakesis hi rak ha-broches lechut d'hine ha-mitzvah shel d'hine b'tesis p'sochim d'afku zayin kosvu the shira the melugma of bottom the many river vies the damrin only come on wo the ash the rube the kasse all me the rube the kasse um melugma we chen kosvu vi the vreen me come on daf kuches the hodi koma rube the kasse hainik melugma um wo ya mi zed is fila tesis the gam ava tesis ikar shira siye midine um melugma of natch of kos point of kosher kiddush, the mvuya liyil du melugmov, the shiur to mosi melugmov, vadim bechol kishel broche, v'hol di koma agmore, rube di kase lav dine hu, rak mishum di kach shiure di melugmov, shlodem beini, uveid melech haboshon hu eze biga melugmov, binon, bemez binon tfei merube, kim vuya bilvren, biteis vitaf kuzayen, Ulam b'Rambam Perek Zayin, v'chom shomatzo alche teskosav, v'zal sheni, v'mshosom mikol kis menhu b'yotz, ad kan sheni, v'lizke klal heicheshured, hocheshured melugmov, k'm b'akidish. So mashma di svirlei, di raga v'kidish hu dahave, shiot mosom melugmov, because there is no chiyuv of drinking yain per se. וכן כוסף להדיע רמב״ם בפרק אבו פסוכן לחלג בין קידוש לבה קייסס דגבי קידוש שירתי מאים ללוגמות וגבי דלת קייסס בינון דווקא רובי דקס והפושט בזה בטיימון דינוס פירלי דרגבי קידוש שוקש של ברוכה דיק המוסאי הוא הברוכה של הכוס אלו דין הוא ביה מבורך לאי ברוכס, בשיש הקוס ולאי ברוכס כרידי, not just to set up focus of ברוכס. ובאמס, שכן מבוי על הדיבלוס נרמם, פרק זין על חזיין, שקוס אב זה לשני, וכל אחד ואחד חייב לשני, בלילה זה אבא כיש של יין, הרי די כאן מצוי לישטס, אבל מלוואת איסי שביל מקידוש, גם על כיסי שיר שיוס ומלוגמוב, מבוי על דיסטרלי, דלת כיסי שובים בגרדינון, לכל כיש של ברוך, והנה כמו שהכריח, הדין עוד מרבי, הגוין זצל, בשיטוסון, דיספיר לאוהם, דידם אבא קייסס, היא גם מספוסון, היא הברוכה של הקייסס, ושיוסון נראה כמו שמדינה דם בורך זור שהייתם, ובכל קייסס של ברוכה, וזהו שהקשו, מקידש לאבא קייסס, that's why he made an analogy between קידש לאבא קייסס, וזה נראה, כי זהו ביודי והגמורה לפי גרס שריב ברמב״ם גבי שוסם בסחס ידי חירוס יוצא because they see it דרך חירוס but ידי אבא קיזס לא יוצא he didn't say it he didn't drink it על סדר הפוחס וכן להפר גבי שוסם חי so he drank it על סדר הפוחס so he's מקיים למצווה of אבא קיזס איזי אבא קיזס יוסו דחר של יוסו ובאמס תארתי סנאי במיסו של אבא קיזס דיני ביקר המיסו של דלת קיזס אין שום ברמם פרק זיים נוכחם לעצה לא חבוב שכוס אב וזה לשני כל דבר דרך חייב עוד מארסס עצמי כל בעצמי יוסו עתם משיבות נסחי ועל טוב הזה ציבה קודש ברוך הוא בתאו וזכר אותו כעבד היסו כלימה כלעתו בעצמך יסו עבד יוצא לחירוס ונבדס לפי חוק כשסייד אודם בלילה הזה צורך לחב ולשתס ומסיב דרך חירוס תכל אחד ואחד בין הנושים ונושים חייב לשתס בלילה הזה ארבו כסי של יין עם פרסים להם הרי יהודי זהו יסייד הנחתרתם מצווס דסי בלדעת כסיס כדי שיירה עצמי דרך חירוס, כאילו עצמי עצמי מצרים, ועיקר הדרוש המחויב לארץ את עצמי, כאילו עצמי יוצאת המשיבות מצרים, הוא מצמא תירה, כמו שכוס ברמב״ם, דרדור הזה צבא קודש ברוך הוא ותירה וזכר אותו כעבד היסו. אלו דחכומים תיקנו בשביל זה, הסייבה והבקיסס, תשני המיניון הוא דרך חירוס, וזהו עיקר מספוסו. ומכיר דבר זה הוא מדברי הגמרא בפסוחת אבא כוסת תקנה רבונן דרך חירוס הרי זו דזהו יסיד את הקונה והמצווה של דלת קיסס בשביל שהיא דרך חירוס ופתאום זה הרי לחיר פשיטה דעשייה המצווה דזהו הדרך חירוס שבזה לשתית אבא קיסס של עין הוא אמר את זה לכל השיטס דלת קיסס צריכים שיהיה קיסס של רוח זאת המחלקת ביטוין ראשי רשבם קיסס המונן אין דריף נרמבם איז in respect to the extra mitzvah of Siyah Derech Eirus. So according to the Rashi Rashbam, Teisves, it's only an union of mitzvah namuf. According to the Rif in the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. But in respect to the other mitzvah of setting up four cases shel broche, everybody agrees that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. ואין מגד משנה פרק זיין מלכס חומץ ומאסי שום תמפורש גם בדעס הרמב״ם כן דהר דשוסם בסחס פירושי דשוסו האבא קיסס קלוקין רק לא יאללה סיידה ועל כוחו וגם זה מעיקר המיסי של דלת קיסס שיהיו אבא קיסס של ברוכה ויתרתם נכללו בהח מצווה של אבא קיסס, חודם מצווה שיש אבא קיסס של יין, שזהו עשם מה יישא דרך חירוס. And that's a mitzvah upon everyone to drink. And he has to drink the whole course. But if he drinks the rough course, even if it's a giant course, if he rings the rough, so he say Rubik Kikule, but suppose it's a giant course that has 10 reviers, and he drinks only 4 reviers, he's not the kind of mitzvah. It depends upon the cause. But the Ika Mitzvah consists in reading the whole course. But if he drinks half course, so then we apply the din of Rubik Kikuli. Valtin so di kamagmore dim shoson chay avdoni in di din keish of broche gam chay shapadoni. Just as Gabi Kiddish, we just win the Chivose, the Chivis Abba Kiddish Shabroche, Gam Chai Shabadami, we eat him in the Chivis Abba Kiddish Shabroche, Avon Mikomo came, he the Chirus Loyoso, Tlini Kamitsus Ashiye, Shemushim the Achirus, Bezabin on Dafke Mosuk, Vim Shoson Chai in Ashiye the Achirus, Vilyoso Bishizu Amis Shal the Achirus, Shizoi Kamitsus Ashiye Shalat Kiddish, Kmushi ואינו מדברי הרמב״ם, ולהפך עם שוסן בסחס, של שוסן לסדר, הרי כי הם מסעשייה, שהיא משום דרך חירוס, ויוצא ידי חירוס, אבל ידי אבא קיסס לא יוצא, שלא הכי הם אבא קיסס של בוח, ודתעת מילי סנאי מסע אבא קיסס לרמב״ם, חודם מסעשייה סעבא קיסס, של יין שסיידין יונו הוא דרך חירוס, וזהו דקור להגמור את החירוס, ושאינו איס, דין חיבס הבקיס של ברוכה, שעל זהו דקומה הגמור, ידי הבקיס יוצא, או לא יוצא. ויני ביטיס לשום על הודום אשר סנחה יוצא, כוספו משמד לך, תחילה בו עם מזיק. אין תיסס מנשן זרעי פמקי של קירש. So the Ramban is Masik Antisvis and he says, why only Lechatchile Boim Mizike? Keish al Kiddush is only Nil Chatchile. But here there is a mitzvah of Siye. So what's the Pshat? Tezis El Shitosei. And the Ramban is Bishitas Haramban. Then, Vihinei, Bishlchanoch Simen Tov Begimul, and that I also heard from my father. The mainly yayin yuchal kachas gam chama medine, the abba kis, vayin shom bidiv ramo. So the ramo says, im ein shom biir yay, suppose the city doesn't have yay, and the only mashke that they can find is met, that's like beer, I mean, that's a chama medine. So then he should use for abba kises, met. So it doesn't mean, the Ramot doesn't mean that there is no chiyuv to use yayin, even if he can get yayin. Of course, if he can get yayin, he's mechuyev to drink yayin, as is mentioned in Yerushalmi, that certain amoroyim knew in advance that as a result of drinking the yayin, they would have a headache between Pesach and Shavuos, and still they did not refrain from drinking yayin. But if he can't get yayin, so he's an onus, he cannot mikayim one mitzvah. That doesn't mean that he shouldn't mikayim the other mitzvah. Some mele has to get with Jews at least met. Aber wo ich kese, se will choyro ja efschalim ad afo gadam im besochen daf guzayin. Die gam chama medine koshal avdole, un meile do adin chol kese shal broche, aber kol ze rak liyen kese shal broche. Die gam chama medine mikre kese shal broche. Aber lo pesa di kam mitzvi bishes yain der chiyus, uch mishi vein mosh na rambam, tchol echad echad chayv lishtib lo yaze abo kese shal yain, ubos di bose ishlim adam mitzvi יין דווקא, גליה מסוזה שיהיה למשכחינון, תחמדיני נחשב כיין, לעניין זה רק לעניין דין כשל ברוכה בלבד, ואבק לשושון חי, תאמרינון די אבא קיסס יוצא, כדי חירוש לא יוצא, וכנם בחמדיני חבוסי, אולם יש לב במס גם הרמוס פיר לקי, אלא דרדי ורמו, Kai mei mein li ai. That's what I heard from my father. Kim buil hedi bidvorov. Uveifen zeu di kom ad yikacham medine. Vi kaim. O kopponi mitzvah sabe keises. Shal brocha af shal yosu di cherus. Kmo vi yain chai. Avroin ach name di miuchal hasik. Yain mechuyev lishteis. Haba keises mi yain dafke. Vi kaim mitzvah. Sia sabe keises shal yain. שיהים שום דרך חירוס, שזה מסקיים רק ביין לבד, וחממדינה הוא לאף יינו לנזר רק נחשב כשל פוח לבד שוב מוצא שבתשובה שרה שכל חופי שכוספתי לידי דשתי חייבסים חייבס יין וחייבס אבא קייסס ועוד אמרים בגמור עבוד שעושר ובדיקסה הוא משום חייבס יין אבו משום חייבס על קייסס הוא ידעי גם בשיאס אחרים כמכל כשל ברוך הרי מפורש לדברי הגמור ידעי יוצא אין רוצה להם עשים רשיונטף אס רשן רשבם דייס וסי אם כן לא ישייך על זה שיעורי דרו בליקסי רק ממיסס דלת קיסס גופן יכלו שני דבורן חייבה שיאס יין דל זה בינון שישתרו בעצמי רו בליקס וחייבה דלת קיסס של ברוכה שבזה דינום לינטימה כשורקי של ברוכה ואין שום דמייסריי מדלת קיסס לכל כשל ברוכה די גם בהו בינון תימס ולוגמוף כנבי קידוש וזה לידי כמו שבספתי בדס הרמב״ם ואין ביניהם רק חילוק הגיסויס צורים דו דרוש איסגירס די גיר ספרש רשבם תיסס ותלצה בלי דינה היא הגביסה שזה רמב״ם ואין ביניהם רק חלק הגסויס דרמב״ם קרס במקרים יין יוצא ידי חירס יוצא ובמה שכספתי גם דבר הרמב״ם מוח משפושים דרוסולים אשס היין שזה יקם מספוסו משום דרך חירס אבל בקרה דין טבע ישובים דייש במצווה זלת קייס יש שני דבורים חייבס סייס יין וחייבס זלת קייס של פחור הידס דיין דבר לך Yerushalmi says the Chachomim were misaki four cases Pesach night. So Yerushalmi mentions two reasons. One reason is because of the four Mishini Shalbule that is mentioned in the Torah at the beginning of Parsha Yemei. Meis Vov Posik Vov Lochein Emeya Livnei Yisroel Ani Ad Hashem Vizeisi Eschem Mitachasiv Lis Mitzrayim. That's one Loshen. The second Loshen Shal Gula is Vizalti Eschem Avidosom. The third Loshen of Gula is Vigalti Eschem Bizrei Anituyo Vishvotim Dilem. The fourth lashon of Gula is Lekachtem es Lekachti eschem li leom Voyisi lochem lekin. So it's four lashons of Gula. It superficially it appears that there are five lashons of Gula, because the Torah says Lochen emeil ibn Yisrael Ani ad Hashem Vitzeisi eschem tassivus Mitzrayim. That's one lashon. Vizalti eschem avidos. Second lashon. The Galti Eschem Zrayan Tuyosh Vasm Deli is a third Loshen. The Lekachti Eschem Liliom is a fourth Loshen. Voyisi Lohem Lekim. Veidatem Kani Adishem Lekichem Hameitzi Eschem Mitarasivus Mitzrayim. So it's a fifth Loshen. So why do we say only four Lishinish of Gule? The answer is Enoch Name, there are five Lishinish of Gule. But one Loshen is a repetition. Because the first Loshen of Gula emphasizes the fact Veitzeisi Eschem Mitachasivus Mitzrayim. And the fifth Loshen also emphasizes V'idatem k'ani adishem lekeichem ha'meitzi esra mitarasilis Mitzrayim. So is there a petition? So the question is, if it's a mere petition, why does the Torah repeat? So since it's a repetition, so Chachomim felt you don't have to misaken five cases, because one cause is a repetition. But why does the Torah repeat it? So apparently, the same Loshen Shogule of Vitzeis Yesra Mitarasivus Mitzrayim manifests itself in two ways. And here there is something that Reb Shimshon von Hirsch, who was in Germany, and the Sfasemes, who was far from Germany, Kirchik Mizrach Mimairo, said the same thing. Mami the same thing. And no one heard of the other one saying. So Reb Shimshon von Hirsch couldn't have heard Vasemis, because Vasemis, it was later than Rav Shimshon von Hirsch, but the Vasemis didn't read Rav Shimshon von Hirsch books, I'm sure. So, and he still said the same thing, because the MS is only one. So it's not shayach to say, how is it possible that two people should say the same thing? It's the MS. So why shouldn't they even have them? So they both say that the meaning, the genuine meaning of Yitzeis Yisra Mitarasivus Mitzrayim means that the primary Loshen Shogule is the fact that the Jew is not tolerant of Shibut, because people make a mistake. They think that if they are physically, that freedom is something that can be achieved. That's why you have such an endeavor by the black people towards power. Because the more power they have, they think they are more free. And the real truth is that the more power a slave attains, the more spiritual slave he is. Because freedom does not consist in being physically released from the chains of bondage. What's about, the black people, so through their emancipation and through their demonstrations, which was justified in the days of Martin Luther King, because then they are only demonstrating for rights. But now, they're not demonstrating for rights, they are demonstrating for power, for affirmative action, that a black person should have a preference in any job, even though a white person is more capable of fulfilling the job. In other words, if you have two candidates applying to a public service position, even in medicine or in business management, and one is black and one is white, even though the black person does not have the potential to fulfill that function as efficiently and as effectively for the commonwealth of the American people, he should get it as compensation for the fact that they were persecuted. Could you imagine if Jews in America would demonstrate to get special rights because they suffered so much under the Nazis, because they suffered so much, what the response of all the governments, the most liberal governments, would be? Yet, but for black people, so chutzpah is mehan. Why? Because they think that freedom is something you can achieve. That's a big mistake. Freedom is not something that you can achieve. On the contrary, the more freedom you attain, the farther you are away from the goal of freedom. So, the black people today, many of them, I don't say everybody, Chas v'Shalom, but many of them think that freedom can be attained. No, freedom is an opportunity to be free. To be free. And that's the pshat in the Agode. V'igadot lo yivincho yochel meresh chaydish. So, talmurim abayim ahu. Ibayim ahu yochel meresh תלרימה בעבוזה, בעבוזה לרמרת אל בשור שישמעת שמוע ולוחת לה. So the question is, how could there be סלגדייצוך? יוחם רשחיליש. What's the יחס of רשחילישניס? Nothing happened to רשחילישניס. The gula took place in the night of חמישוס. And also in the morning of חמישוס. But רשחיליש, nothing happened. What happened? The first day of Rosh Chodeshness, one thing happened. The mitzvah of Achidish Hazel Lachem who reish chodosh v'chodshi Hashem. So Rashi in the first posik in Reishis, so Omar Bitzchok mitzvah rishenu shenitztavu b'Yisrael v'Achidish Hazel Lachem. So the mitzvah rishenu shenitztavu b'Yisrael was not the first mitzvah in Aseres HaDibros, but Achidish Hazeh Lachem. Were the mitzvah, they were on mitzvah in Mitzrayim. Now, could I have the second chelik Rambam? Sam. Rambam says in Perek Tes Melachos Melachim, Halacha Aleph, Al Shisha Dvorim Nistav Odom Rishin, Avizore, Val Birkat Hashem, Val Shfichus Domin, Val Gila Arayes, Val Agezel, Val Adin, Afal Pi Shikulon Hein Kabole Biyodeinu Meish Rabbeinu, Vadas Neitelehen, Michlal Divre Teire Yire, Shal Eilu Nistavi, Heisiv Leneach Eva Menachai, Shenema Bosso Binafshi Domeli Sechilu, Nimtzu Sheva Mitzvahs, Vechino Yadolo Bechol Eilom, Ad Avrom, Bo Avrom, Venistavi Yeser Alilu Bimile, Vihu Yispal Shachis, Vyitzcho Kifris Maisa, Vyheisif Tfila Acheres Lefnei Sayen, Vyakiv Heisif Gidanoshi, V'yispar l'arvis, of Mitzrayim nistav Amram Mises Yiseris, at shebo Meish Rabbeinu v'nishnu moteiro al yodin. So the Rambam says, at shebo Meish Rabbeinu v'nishnu moteiro al yodin. What's the Rambam mean? V'nishnu moteiro al yodin. What's v'nishnu moteiro al yodin? The whole Torah is given to Meish Rabbeinu. There is no other mitzvah except the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rambam tells us, true, that there is an essential distinction between mitzvahs neneach and mitzvahs ator. Mitzvahs neneach are mitzvah because of itzivu to Odom, to neach, and even the Jews up to Kabbalah Satere, so also had mitzvahs to Avram, for Yitzchok, for Yaakov. But these mitzvahs were tzivuim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machine kein Risfato, of course it's a free Makrivo. But it's a win Makrivo hold to have a Halation toe on it. And the Rambam says that it's a patient. The Rambam says in Pilkhes, Milchas Melochim, and Halach Yud Aleph, Kalam Kabul Sheva Mitzvahs, Viniza La Saison, Harezim Chsidim Seilom, Viesh Lechil Rabo. ושהיא קבל איסון לעשה איסון מפני שציבו בו נקודש ברוך הוא בטירו וידיעון על ידי מיש רבנו שבנניח מגיד מסתר ומד So the Rambam says that who is he got Tesho? Only one who is mekabel the Zayin Mis Meneach of the Tor Where do we have Zayin Mis Meneach of the Tor? We have Zayin Mis Meneach that Meneach was Nistave to Odom for Neach But in the Torah we have Tayag mitzvahs. And Tayag, Armech, Obsiche, a lot of mitzvahs. But Zayin mitzvahs we don't have. The answer is the Gemara of the Test in Sanhedrin says, Al Zayin mitzvahs nistavo bimor. Am nistavo b'neneach. Heisif alein bimoro nistavo esa mitzvahs. Zayin mitzvah, heisif alein, Shabbos, kibudavidin. So the Gemara is the kashe, butinim nistav neneach. So the Gemara says it means knosis. Neach wo nistav only on dinim of dinim omnis, not on knosis. But bimoro the Israelites were nistav on dinim knosis. So it's the question arises. So why did they win it? Why do they have to be mitzvah and Zayin mitzvahs again? The answer is, Bnei Yisrael, once they became a Bnei Yisrael, so Teiro Tzivon Omeishim Rosh Atlas Yaakov. So the Tzivuim have to be Tzivuim revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Demeish. If it's not revealed al Demeish Rabbeinu, it's not a Tziv of Torah. It's a tziv HaKadosh Baruch like the tziv of Neneach. So it has to be al Demeish. Why al Demeish? Because Teiro tziv on Demeish in Rosh Klesia. So that's only Shayach. When is Shayach to say the tziv al Demeish Rabbeinu is different than the tziv al the Adonavi only after Kabbalah Satorah. When did Kabbalah Satorah take place? We are ordinarily accustomed to say Kabbalah Satorah took place at Sinai. No. At Sinai, the bulk of the Mitzvah Satorah were given. But the real Kabbalah Satorah began in Mitzrayim with the Mitzvah Rishenu Shenistavo B'Yisrael HaChidish Hazel Lachem. So then it's Tzivui HaTorah. So Mele, since they already had Kabbalah Satorah in Mitzrayim, so b'moro they had to be nistave and Zayin mitzvahs anew, because the Zayin mitzvahs that were revealed to Adam and to Neach was not binding upon the Jewish people once they were started to be Kabbal the Torah. So that's why the Baal HaKodesh says, Regardless of the Vimcho, Yochem Rishchedesh, was the Yechas of Rishchedesh, Nissen, because then began Kabbalah Satorah. Talmudim Abayim Ahu, Ibayim Ahu, Yochem Bidyei, Talmudim Abavuze, Abavuze Lo Yamalti, El Bisho Shishmatsu Mor Menachu Vnecho. No, that's another question. Why Bidyei? After all, what's the Yechas of Bidyei? So Rav Chaim says, the Pshat is, In all Shabbos in Yom Tevin, there is a din of Misofe, Mechila Lakedesh, Biknisose and Bitsiose. So Mele, Rav, it's Talel Shal Shabbos, Berav Shabbos, because there was Mesif after Pagam Minch. So one could say, one can start a Seder after Pagam Minch, especially this Pesach, when they move in the clock. So Shkia will be about 7:10. So suppose he wants to start the Seder early, after for a minch. So it will be easier for him. He can do it. Shneimo bavuze, bavuze lo yomarti el bishor sheish matzo umoreya nochel fanecho. So the first night of Pesach is mufke of teisves mikniyose. Mikniyose ye, but not mikniyose. Anyway, so that's why the Torah said, Lochein emeil bnei Yisrael, ani ad Hashem, v'yitzeisi esrem mitachasivus Mitzrayim. And then the Torah repeats it at the end of Pesach Zayin. So there are five initial bullets. The answer is, the fifth one is only a repetition of the fifth one. Why does it have to be repeated? Because the Pshat V'Tzis Yeshchem Tarasivus Mitzrayim, as the Fasemis explains it, as the Rav Shimshon before Hirsch explains it, is that the main Loshin Shel Gula is that the person is not tolerant of Shibut. The real Gula occurred when the Jews began to realize that Shibut Mitzrayim is not a good thing. Because all other slaves, there are many revolutions in the course of generations among Dume Salem, and they attained freedom. So did they attain freedom? The French Revolution was the first freedom revolution in modern times. So not the French Revolution, the American Revolution. The American Revolution took place in 1776, and the French Revolution took place in 1790. So what happened to the French Revolution that took place in 1790? Did they attain freedom? No. On the contrary, shortly after the revolution of the French Revolution, in which the motto was liberty, equality, and fraternity, so Robespierre, who was a true child of the French Revolution, so he instituted a reign of terror that in effect was more shibut than in the royalty days of the French Empire. And whom did he send to death? Whom? Not the nobleman, but his own colleagues, in the name of liberty, equality, and fraternity. You see, the American Revolution was different. The American Revolution was successful in doing something that was lasting, and even now it's lasting, with all the movements towards negating the goals of the American Revolution, that man was endowed by his creator with certain inalienable rights among which are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Now there are certain movements in the United States, unfortunately, who ignore this goal of life. In other words, equality and fraternity are more important than life. But and that was true in the motto of the French Revolution. So that's why the Torah says and repeats the main Loshen Shel Gula, V'yitzeisi Eschem Mitachasivus Mitzrayim, that when you become a truly free person, spiritually free, when you will not be tolerant towards ability. There are many Jews who are not tolerant towards physical civility, but towards spiritual civility. Not only they are tolerant, they consider it as the sublime goal of freedom. Let's say the people of the Anti-Defamation League, of Alexander Schindler and the Chavraye, the whole Chabure. So they consider physical stability. If a Jew does not have the same economic rights and social rights as a Gentile, they are not tolerant of that. But spiritual rights, on a spiritual level, they have no sense for not being tolerant toward spiritual civility, as the French Revolution pioneer said, that a Jew is entitled to all human rights as a human being is entitled. He's entitled to make a living like a Gentile, but he's not entitled to any rights as a Jew. He's not entitled to practice the Jewish religion. He's only entitled to be a Frenchman of the Mosaic faith. And this is what the Anti-Defamation League, in its fight against anti-Semitism, is fighting. It's fighting, why? Because of things that are based upon racist ideas. And if something is done, even Shfichas Damim, but it's not based upon racist ideas, so they can't complain. That's why the Nakrek organization, in which certain Orthodox organizations are members, so refused to make a statement in favor of Jonathan Pollard, because Jonathan Pollard was not imprisoned for life because he's Jewish. First of all, it's a big mistake. If he hadn't been Jewish, he wouldn't have been imprisoned for life. And there are other traitors who betrayed the United States, not because of idealistic reasons, as Jonathan Pollard. And they were not imprisoned for life. Only Jonathan Pollard. Why? Because he's Jewish. There's no doubt that if he hadn't been Jewish, he wouldn't have been imprisoned for life. So, but assuming that they are right, that Jonathan Pollard would have been imprisoned even if he hadn't been Jewish, so what? So what? So what? Rishis is Rishis. Whether it's Rishis and it's against Jews because they are Jews, or it's Rishis against a human being because it's Rishis L'shem Rishis. So why? So why didn't they make a statement in favor of asking President Clinton or President Bush before that to grant him a pardon? Because they have no sense for any discrimination against a Jew as a Jew. Only if there is discrimination against a Jew because he's a human being, then they have a sense for it. So that's why the Torah had to repeat the same Lashon Shel Gula twice. Because the first time it says, "Lachein amei livnei Yisrael ani yad Hashem v'itzeis yeschem mitahasiv les Mitzray." That means that it's a Lashon Shel Gula if a person is not tolerant toward Tzivlus Mitzrayim, toward Shibut, because as a result of the Shibut Mitzrayim, so it left an imprint like fingerprints and footsteps leave an imprint on the ground that they touch. Imagine there was the pressure of Tzivlus Mitzrayim for several centuries, so it left an imprint that the Jews even liked the Shivut Mitzrayim, and they constantly complained. So harmless hadogo Hashem Mitzrayim chinom. The chinom, they had to to be to build pieces for Ramses. They had to abandon their home life. They didn't have the right to enjoy life in a full way. That's Bechinam. The answer is they had no sense for being intolerant towards spiritual servility. They only disliked physical servility, but spiritual servility they enjoyed. So that's the first. And then many of the Jews not only enjoyed the spiritual servility, they enjoyed even physical servility. As long as they have enough food to eat, what do they care? They have no responsibility. They have enough potatoes and garlic, so that's good for them. No responsibility. So the first was Nishal Gule as reference to the enjoyment of physical servility. So that is attained as a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they became a little intolerant towards physical servility. And then again it's mentioned the tolerance towards spiritual servility. And that required a longer time, because the first Loshon Shavua involved only the emergence of the Jews from the Shibut Mitzrayim. But the second time the Torah repeats, V'yodatem v'yidatem k'ani Adishem l'kirchem ha'meis yesrem tarasivus Mitzrayim. It has reference to emergence of the Shibut from the Jews, not the emergence of the Jews from Shibut Mitzrayim, but the emergence from the Shibut Mitzrayim from the Jews. So that took a long time. Even Matan Torah, when they declared Nasa V'Nishma, but the Shibut Mitzrayim did not emerge from the Jews. So when Moshe disappeared for a certain time, so then the bulk of the Knesset Yisrael, who just a short time ago declared Nasa V'Nishma, was ready to make an eagle, and it took 40 years, and even after the 40 years, so the Jewish people had many problems, because as a result of the Shibut Mitzrayim, of the Yitzhiyah Mishibut Mitzrayim, so the Jews emerged from Shibut Mitzrayim, but the Mitzrayim did not emerge from the Jews, and the Mitzrayim has not emerged from the Jews even now. And that is our whole goal and aspiration, that we have to aspire that the Mitzrayim should emerge from the Jews in the diaspora, in America, in Europe, and from the Jews in Israel itself. Why is Shlomit Aloni speaking that way? Because the Shibut Mitzrayim is still within her. And that's why the Torah tells us, Yochel Mugish Chayesh. So that's why the Gemara says, and the Rambam mentions it, Yecholteya Vedeya. Holdei over there, Chayavod Mu'aros es Atzmei Kiru Ba'atzmei Yotzo'ato Mishibut Mitzrayim Shenema V'Yisono Heitzi Mishom V'Aldovoze Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Teiro V'Zochato Ki Eved O Yiso Kleima Kilo Ato Ba'atzmecho Ho Yiso Eved V'Yotzo'so Lecheiros V'Nivdeis. Why does the Rambam mention to Pesukim? He said, "Becholvei avadeya, chayavodom niris es atzmei." Kilhu be'atzmei yotzra ato meshibut Mitzrayim. Shenema v'yisono heitzi misham. V'al dovo zeh tziva kodesh boruch hu b'teiro v'zachartok evri yiso. Why do we need to psukim? The answer is, this becholvei avadeya, chayavodom niris es atzmei ato Mitzrayim manifests itself on two levels. First, on an individual level, and then on a collective level. So, Pesach night, a person has to feel that as if he had been delivered individually, this night of Pesach, of Tov Shin Nun Gimel. In other words, because he has to consider his estimation as if he had been a slave in Mitzrayim. How could he imagine such a thing, such a paranoid experience that he had been in Mitzrayim? The answer is because Pari doesn't exist anymore. He belongs to ancient history. But the Pari of Mitzrayim of ancient times is still part of us. So he has to get rid of the Pari of that is in his heart. The Pari of his heart is Levesh's sword, Beshet's sword. It doesn't have to be the Pari. It can be Arafat Yimashmei. It can be Saddam Hussein. So the Pari of Mitzrayim is part of the personality of Shlomit Aloni and of Yossi Sarid and of Shimon Peres. I don't say Yitzhak Rabin because he has miles, that all the other members of his cabinet do not have. And the chesreinus he has is because he doesn't have an independent judgment. He succumbs to the opinion of the other members of the cabinet. But he himself understands. But he doesn't have an independent He doesn't have an independent judgment. The Gemara says in Bamitzia, Loi godul godul mamesh, Loi kotten kotten mamesh, Elo kotten hasomuch al shulchan atzmei niko godul, Ve godul hasomuch al shulchanovi niko kotten. The problem with Yitzhak Rabin is he's not an ordinary godul, he's an ordinary kotten. He doesn't have an independent judgment. He doesn't have any godless. But that's why the Gemara says that Becholdei Avadei Chayavodom Laras Asmi Giluyos Mitzrayim. He has to feel that if not for Matan Torah, we still would be, the whole world would be a jungle. Even with Matan Torah. So there are many areas of jungle in the world. So Lachas Kamo Vechamo, if the Torah had not been given, so what would it be? The whole world would be a jungle. For non-Jews and for Jews, what would the Jewish people mean if not for Matan Torah? It would mean like a people of Knainim, and this is what Shlomit Aloni is striving for. That the Jewish people in Israel should become a neo-Canaanite nation. She never said it because she's not intelligent enough to paraphrase that. But that's what she's striving for. All right. So that's why it's mentioned two times, the Loshin Shel Gula of a Tzeisei Esrim Tassius Mitzrayim. But the Chachomim were not Misaki. Five cups of Yain, but only four cups, because it's the same thing, but one is reference to being intolerant towards shibut on a physical level, on an individual level, and one is reference to being tolerant, to be becoming intolerant to shibut on a spiritual level. The other term that is mentioned in Yerushalmi is more astounding. The other time that is mentioned in Yerushalmi as to why the Chachamim were kiveya, misake, that one every Jew and Jewess has to drink 4 cups of wine is because of the 4 times of Geffen that is mentioned in the dream of the Saramash. Now let's see. Vaisapir Saramashkim Eshalim El Yesif Vayimalei Bachalemi Vini Geffen Lifonei Uva Geffen Shleisho Sorim Viki Ferachas Also Nitzo Hifshilu Ashkeli Sela Anori Vichis Pare Biodi. That's one time. Vekaras Anorim Veshratei Somalkus Pare. Second time. Vetinus Akeis Al Kafare. Third time. Vayimal Yesif Zephis Reni, Sheshes Asorim, Slashes Yomim, Vashlishes Yomim, Yiso Fare Esrishecho, Vashifro Al Kanecho, Vinosato Hispare Biode, the fourth time. Kanish Petrovishna Shayisa Mashkir. Isn't it astounding? Jews throughout the ages, at Seif Kladiris, have to drink 4 cases to symbolize the 4 cups that the Saramashkin beheld in his dream. A dream so important that you should be mechuyev throughout the ages, at Seif Kladiris, to drink 4 cups, Leil Tesfov, in order to signify and symbolize the 4 cups that the Saramashkin beheld in his dream. Halemi Shovida Beyon, who cares about Saramashk? Even a dream by Rodom Godel, so is not so important that we should, the Chachomim should mechayev us to drink cases to symbolize the cups of the dream by Rodom Godel, certainly by Saramashk. Who was Saramashk? Chief butler in the ancient Egypt. The answer is because Marleid Chaleime, the Gemara says in Prochers, Aliyah Libe, and that has been corroborated by modern psychiatry, by Freud and the other other psychiatrists. So what does it mean? That when a person dreams, he dreams because of the aspirations and the thoughts that he had in the waking state. But while he's awake, he pushes it into the background. He realized that it's not right, but he pushes it into the background. And then, while he sleeps, so they come to the foreground in the shape of symbols. That's why Morin Borges explains dreams only according to the concept of symbols. And Freud also explains dreams only according to the concept of symbols. So the question arises, how is it that Yosef HaTzadik so he interpreted the chief butler's dream one way, in a favorable way. Vishli Shayomin, a Yisopharis Reshechel, Vashifra Tamechel, Vinosato Chaspara Biode, Kamish Petrovich Reshel, Yisomashkeu. And the dream of the chief baker, he interpreted in an unfavorable way. How did he know? Now let's see what was the dream of this chief butler and what was the dream of the chief baker. The dream of the chief butler of the Saramashkim was Bachalemi Vini Geffen Lifonai Uva Geffen Shleisha Sogidi Viki Berachas also Nitzo Hifshilash Lisoa Novi. soul, she was dreaming in a simple pattern of sublime things, of mashke, of geffen, in simcha v'yayin yisamach l'manesh. Apparently, in his waking state, he was a very nice person, the Saramash. And in primitive Egypt, where Pharaoh was the dictator, and he could decree milachayim v'lim amoves, so he resented the totalitarian derech of Pharaoh, and he hoped and aspired there will be a change in the regime, but not for bloodshed, but in a democratic way. He dreamt of prevailing upon Pharaoh that he should become more enlightened. But what was the dream of the Sarayfim? So he says, "Vayah Sarayfim Ketif Bosom." How did he know Ketif Bosom? Well, Yosef was a Chochem. But how did Sarayfim? So Rashi says that everyone beheld the dream of the other. All right, that's also true. But I think because the Sarayfim, I mean, that's probably within the meaning that everyone beheld the dream of the other. In other words, the Sarayfim belongs to a group who are not satisfied with Pharaoh's regime. And the Saramashkim belong to the same group. You know, you have sometimes different people with different aspirations belonging to the same party. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran for the presidency, so the Republican candidate was Wilkie. And believe me, Wilkie was as liberal toward Jews and toward humanity as Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So the Nazis in America, they endorsed Wilkie. Why did they endorse Wilkie? They have to endorse someone. They realized that they couldn't put out their own candidate. Some mele, they endorsed Wilkie. They thought in their twisted mind that if they endorse Wilkie, Wilkie has a chance to be elected. And maybe he could have a chance. But the hashgacha was that he shouldn't have been elected. Because if Wilkie had been elected, he probably wouldn't have been so outspoken against the Nazis in America, because he would have felt indebted. He felt indebted. In the same way as Clinton is not outspoken against certain people with whom he doesn't agree in his heart, I'm sure. And that's why, even though he made certain statements about lifting the ban against homosexuals, but he's not mitayim his dvarim. He gives excuses because in his heart he's a smart person. He understands that they are terrible people, the homosexuals. But he has to make a statement, otherwise there will be demonstrations against him. So what did the Sarayfim dream? Not of sublime things. Bachalimi finishlisha sarachiri al rish, ufisalayin komach pare maseife, voife reisom nasalm al rish. Vayan Yisraema, sepisreine, schlisches salim, schlisches yomim. Beishlisches yomim, Yisafaris rish homalecho, visoreis chalitz, viachalev the tsochom alecho. So he dreamt of terrible things, of picking, of birds of prey, picking from the bread, and that was symbolic.